I need your name and the organization you work for.
Okay, well, hello, my name is Marissa Sorensen, and I work for Door International.
Okay, can you give me a spelling of your name?
M-A-R-I-S-A, one S, not two. And the last name is S-O-R-E-N-S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay. So, how long have you been with Door?
It will be 2 years this coming spring.
And what are you doing with Door?
I work as an international communicating coordinator. I guess I should also mention that my family works for Door, and they've worked since 1998 with that organization. So I've been very familiar with the organization since even before, you know, I joined, even though it's only been 2 years.
So one of the things that I asked another member of the Deaf delegation is just noticing a trend for this year's FTT, and that is it seems like there is a larger community of the Deaf who are here represented this year. Why do you think that is?
Actually, you know, I would say last year at finishing the task, you know, there were maybe three people that were deaf there. I was one of them. And this year, I think there's over 50, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a huge leap. It's very exciting. It's a huge movement that's starting here at Finishing the Task, really, where people, and when I say people, I mean leaders of Finishing the Task, are starting to realize the need for deaf people groups. They're starting to realize the need to reach these deaf individuals, to have Bibles in their sign language, to have church planning happen for deaf worldwide. So,
why do you think it took so long to...
I feel like there's many factors for this reasoning, but one big factor I'd say would be technology, right? So technology, when I say that, you know, sign language is obviously very visual, and it's very hard to capture that. Very historically speaking, technology is very new, right? So now, in the last even just few years, videoing has become, you know, just a huge media for our communication. So with video and motion capture, you can actually video and record our sign language, and that makes us available to, or rather able to do Bible translation, to create resources, to even contact deaf people in other countries through video phone, video chat, Marco Polo, different avenues. So technology has brought the potential to create an opportunity for deaf to know Christ.
Does that mean that Deaf Bible translation is probably driven by a younger generation because it's new technology?
I'm not sure if I would say it's only the younger. I would say the older and the younger generation are very, very passionate about this. Obviously, you know, the younger generation is starting to stand up and take their place, right, and take charge in the missionary field. But just how in technology was only, you know, available for print, for radio, and different things. It was not very accommodating to a visual people group. So now this is enough for us to be able to truly understand the Bible.
I think another thing that we could say maybe was a trend that was rising at the same time is the oral storytelling movement, because it required people to understand the concept of storytelling. So it seems like that would kind of support what the movement for Deaf Bible translation would be needing.
Yes, I would say so. For example, when you have a printed version of anything, when that started becoming more and more popular, printing press, right? People stopped oral storytelling. That was not as common. But I think for the past few years, people have started to recognize the need for those storyteller cultures that remain even today, right? And some people have even wanted to reserve their culture of storytelling if it declines. I think because of the notice of that in our current society, that deaf people are able to understand our are able to explain their culture and their storytelling to other people better.
So where do we go from here? I mean, the Bible translation movement is really taking up momentum. How do you want a hearing world to interact with this story?
That is an excellent question. We want hearing people to partner with us. We want these people to come alongside us because, you know, there's obviously a lot more hearing than there are deaf in the world, and we need them. Partnership is so crucial. Many different things. Prayer, I'd say, first, always. Also, help and come find us. Ask us how you can come alongside us and help. Find other deaf people and ask them how, you know, you can be of service. That's so important. I would say, you know, finances and being able to give is always important. You can always become an advocate. That is so important. Rick Warren himself just shared the entire deaf group here at Finishing the Task. And he's even made statements that he's going to make sure next year at Finishing the Task, it will be even more accessible for the deaf who show up. So that is so huge for our community. And it shows, you know, that he has become an advocate for us, an advocate for the deaf.
What else do you want people to know?
I would like people to know and understand that deaf people are beautiful. They are a beautiful people group with their own culture, with their own language, that love Jesus when they actually have the opportunity to receive him and know his word.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Missy. Well, it was sort of, I just made a statement and let her react to it. I read somewhere that deaf people think that Christianity is a hearing person's religion and that God is a hearing person's God.
I grew up hearing that kind of stories from other deaf individuals that I knew in the community. They would say, oh yeah, well, God is hearing. He doesn't understand sign language. He's just in churches for hearing people. And I think because of that, a lot of deaf people, you know, they see deaf or hearing individuals as using their voice to pray. They use their voice to preach. They see a Bible that's in a written language that represents a spoken language that is hearing, right? So they assume that God doesn't understand sign language. And so it's a slow change in mindset to see, especially a Bible in sign language. You know, deaf see this and encounter the word in a different way, and they realize, oh, God knows my language. This changes everything for me. It changes everything for deaf people.